Oh, ho, hello to you there. My name is Ross Sutherland. I am the writer and producer of the Golden House podcast, also the voice of Alex, obviously. Thank you so much for listening to this series. Perhaps you're coming to this episode here having heard the whole series plus the six secret bonus episodes, or perhaps you've just listened to the core series so far and haven't tackled the puzzle element yet. Either way, it doesn't matter. Don't worry. I'm not going to give away any plot spoilers here. But I do want to draw your attention to a document that I've just uploaded today. The Golden House walkthrough guide. So this is basically a PDF containing all the puzzle solutions to the series. So if you've reached a particular puzzle and you're currently thinking to yourself, this is f***ing stupid, and you want to just skip the puzzle so you can try out the next one, well, now you can do that. I mean, perhaps you're someone who doesn't want to engage with the puzzle element at all. I get it. You know, you just want to hear the story, and that's totally fine. So now you can do that. You can use this walkthrough document to do that. Anyway, there's a link to this PDF walkthrough in the show notes of this episode. Before I leave you, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to the rest of the team that worked on the Golden House. So, thanks to Angus Dunican for his voice work. Thanks to Sandy Wardrop for help on the script. Thanks to our associate producers, Trigger. Thanks to composers Daniel Birch and Scott Holmes for the use of their music throughout the series. Also, thanks to Dan Pollard for creating the meditation music in episode 6. Thanks also to Arts Council England and to Apples and Snakes for their support. If it wasn't for them, this whole project would have been about 20 minutes long instead of the 13-episode sprawling nightmare that it finally became. So thank you. Finally, thanks to Helen Zaltzman for being the voice of Imogen Shelf Test. Do you listen to Helen's podcast, The Illusionist? A podcast about words and where they come from and why we say the things we say? If not, why not? It's the best thing on the internet. The Illusionist. You listen to it now. If The Golden House is the first story of mine that you've heard and you'd like to hear more, please check out my monthly storytelling podcast, Imaginary Advice. That's Imaginary Advice. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. So on that podcast, there's 80 episodes, monologues, short stories, essays on storytelling. Every month, I try to reinvent the form of the show, do something new with it. So yeah, if you like this, I think you probably like Imaginary Advice. In fact, I'm going to upload 2 bonus episodes to the end of this podcast. Both of these episodes are taken from my feed over at Imaginary Advice. It's a 2-part story about a huge roaming theater adaptation of Sex and the City that takes over all 59 floors of the MetLife building in New York. How to pitch this? So if you love or hate Sex and the City, and or you love or hate interactive theater, then I think there's something in this story for you. Anything else? One final thanks to you guys for listening. Since lockdown began, I've been craving both distraction and human interaction. That's kind of why I wrote this thing. And it was nice getting to feel part of a community without having to leave the house. So yeah, thank you so much. But hey, listen, here's me talking like the game is all over, but the game's not over. Everything required to play along with the Golden House, that's all staying active. It's staying online definitely for the next 3 years. So definitely till 2023, hopefully longer. Imogen's Twitter account, at Imogen Shelf Test, that's going to remain active. So, yep, that will still be a place for players to congregate and help each other with puzzles. The Golden House isn't going anywhere. The doors will always be open. So whenever You're ready to step inside. We'll be waiting for you. My name is Ross Sutherland. Thanks for listening.